Americans with pre-existing medical conditions are protected under the current federal law in buying individual health insurance, but President Donald Trump's administration says the protection included in the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. Alaska Governor Bill Walker joined a bipartisan group of 8 other governors in support of continuing the protection. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman talked with Walker about why he staked out the position.
Governor Walker, an independent, has been working with the governor's group over the past year on health care issues. The Trump administration said on June 7th that it wouldn't defend protections for people who have pre-existing medical conditions. On Monday, the group called on the administration to work with the states and Congress on a solution.
When we see that this is not being defended by the administration, it's appropriate for us to comment and express our desire that this be taken seriously.
Before the Affordable Care Act, insurers could charge more from or deny coverage to people who are already sick. The law stopped that. It required all Americans to buy insurance. That's because there was a danger of having those who are likely to need medical care disproportionately buy insurance. Congress eliminated a tax penalty for not being insured in a law passed last year. Texas and 19 other states sued to eliminate other provisions of the ACA, including the protection for those with pre-existing conditions. The Federal Justice Department decided against defending that provision. If the courts agree to eliminate it, Walker says he'd be concerned about the effect on Alaskans. The governor linked his position with his broader support for expanding access to medical coverage.
There are folks who will be without coverage, and I think that's why I accepted the Medicaid expansion. It has brought coverage to over 40,000 Alaskans.
The bipartisan governor's group was last in the news in February when it called on Congress and the administration to work on a healthcare solution that crosses party lines. They issued a blueprint that called for market stability, innovation, and competition. Walker says the group has gotten attention in Washington, D.C.
The Congress and the administration were both very appreciative of the efforts that we put forth to bring the governor together on a bipartisan basis. At the end of the day, the governors have to deal with the healthcare issues, so we said, let us be at the table.
The bipartisan governor's statement says everyone in the country deserves access to affordable, quality health insurance. The governors say the administration's decision to no longer defend the provision protecting those with pre-existing conditions is, quote, disappointing, end quote, and adds uncertainty and higher costs. The governors ask the administration to reverse its decision. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.